Hey guys, this is Irene Kreitz,
Radio.
Your DIY business coach, here today talking to you guys about making an extraordinary experience for your customers. This whole month has been about customer service. Our last four sessions have been about customer service and telling people how to create a phenomenal experience for their customers. The goal behind all of this is to educate you guys about how to make your customers stay with you guys. If you have phenomenal customer service, you'll have more customers. You know what I mean? So making sure that you have phenomenal customer service. I don't care how nice your graphics are. I don't care how good your logo is. I don't care how catchy your name is. I don't care how good your product is. If you do not have good customer service and create an extraordinary experience for your customers, they will leave, okay? To the left. So I would like you guys to understand there are 10 things. Let's do five. I think I'll do five. If you want to hear more, y'all have to hit me up for some more. Hit tag me in some posts. Get my likes up. So I'm going to give you five tips tonight on how to have extraordinary service. That word is so hard for me to say. Extraordinary service for your customers, okay? So one, I'm going to start with the best of the best, the best, the first thing. The first thing is communication. Communicate with your clients. Communicate with your customers. Communicate with the people who you are serving, dealing with, and handling. Because if you do not communicate with these people, then they're going to feel as they're being ignored. And the worst thing for a customer, somebody who's paying you money to be ignored, is that's the worst thing. I went to a lounge the other night and had a bartender. She took a long time to come over to service. And I got a party at 10 coming in, so she took a while to come service. Then when she came to service, she took our order. She said, "Well, I can't take partial table orders." Okay, some of the people didn't know what they want, but half of us knew what we wanted. So why can't you take partial table orders? Then the other part about it was when she did it, she took forever to bring us anything, right? So my thing is, okay, you get to have the drinks come out, have some waters come out, have something come out, or communicate to us like, okay, so hey, we're running behind in the kitchen. Here's this. We're running behind, and on the bar, it's a little busy here tonight. Can we have, whatever, whatever? Oh, that's all we really needed from her. Then, she brings stuff over. The items are wrong. They're not correct. So then I'm just like, were you really trying to serve us? Why are you a server if you are not going to acknowledge your customers? Do not go into a service business, service industry, if you are not going to care and treat your customers as if they are the best thing since iced tea. Because the point of the matter is those are the people who are paying your bills. Your customers are the ones who pay your bills. I don't care if it's an online business or if you have a storefront. Your customers are your business. That is what makes your business grow. So if you treat your customers like shit, why will they ever come back? Why? Unless your place is called Dick's. Like, there's a place called Dick's. And they are known for that's their thing, is like treat you like a butt wipe. So unless that is your business model, then that's not going to work for you, okay? So needless to say, I was very upset about it. We took care of her. I always do take care of the show. They like, I understand this is your job. Maybe you're stressed out. Maybe you're having a bad day. So I'll try you again on another time. So those are the things you have to do. So one thing is make sure you are communicating with your customers. Make sure you're making sure that they are happy, they're excited, that they are ready to build their business. They're ready, that they want to talk to you, they want to deal with you, they want to, make them happy about it. So do great communication. That's number one. All right. Number two is have awesome customer service. If somebody has a problem, the one thing I did like about the incident that happened was that the manager said, she even cut me off a couple times. Now, that worked for me because I'm a solutions kind of person, so she worked for me. She was like, I'm telling her the story, what was going on. She was like, so how can I fix it? I told her, okay, I don't want to pay for these two drinks. Da-da-da-da. Fine. Comp. In discussion. Okay. Then another thing, I was like, yeah, cancel that ball. We had a bottle of wine coming. She said, cancel that. We don't want it because everything else is going so bad that you can't, at this point, it's no need for, we don't want to repair it. We got liquor at the house. It was like pregame party. You know, so we had liquor at the house. We had drinks at the house. We just came back to the house and turned up. And we had a great experience, great food, ate more. You know, it took them so long to get a food. Everybody was still hungry by the time they got it. So with that all being said, but the good part about it is because the manager actually gave, like, boom, boom, bam, service. Like, what's the problem? How can I solve the problem? I mean, she may be just doing that just so that I can get out her face, but it works for me. So you come, I need a solution to this problem. So here, how do you want me to fix it? Boom. That's it. I'm not asking you to cough everything because we drank some of it. We ate some of it. You know, some of it was great, you know, but it was just like a bad communication and the length of time it took. And sometimes when you are in a industry where it might take something longer, your item is on back order or something of that sort, or you have a system failure or a computer crash or something of that sort, it happens. It happens. The thing is, tell your customer that is waiting on you. Tell them that you had these issues, that you have these problems, so that they can communicate how quickly that they can get this done. Okay, guys? So make sure you communicate all of this to your customers so that they can make sure that they are getting these things done. So number three is do something different. Create an experience for your customers. Make sure your customers have an awesome experience with you. Now, we got the communication and we got the customer service out. So what are they eating? What are they tasting? Is the quality good? Is quality control good? Is the food coming out high? Are the drinks different? Are they unique? Are they fun? Are they, you know, strong? Are they weak? Are they, you know, fruity or whatever your thing is? Make sure, is your meat flavorful? Is it tender? Is it falling off the bone? That's what kind of service I want. Sometimes we don't mind waiting for something because I look at some of these places, you stand outside of Slutty Vegan and you're standing out there for hours waiting on a freaking veggie sandwich. Sandwich is good now, but I'm an advocate. I don't like to wait. So the problem is for me is I'm not waiting to spend my money, but people will. People will wait and don't have a problem with waiting to spend their money. So make sure that you are creating experience. And when they get that bite, if I waited an hour for something, I want that thing to taste so good in my stomach that I'm just like, oh my God, this is in my mouth. Oh my God, this is the best thing I've ever tasted in my whole freaking life. That's what I want. That is exactly what I want. So make sure that when you are giving your clients whatever it is, if it's a book, make sure that book is an awesome read for them. Make sure it entices them to do whatever you want them to do. Make sure that video, make sure that class, make sure whatever they're getting from you is extraordinary. Just make sure it's different. Make sure that it makes them excited about being there for you and for your business and tell people about it. When you taste something and you have a product that just makes you feel like silk or energy is high and it makes you feel so good, what do? You tell people about it. Oh, I went here and I just had the best experience ever. They did this, we did that, we had that, we hit this. It was just them. So I was watching this video today and they were talking about the experience of the 1% of America. 1%ers are the people who are making over six figures, like say half a mil a year. These people live a certain way, a certain lifestyle. So I'm watching this video and I'm looking at this and I am seeing that they're getting, you know, they didn't want to go in the restaurant. So they pulled the yacht up to the dock of the restaurant or near the restaurant, had somebody at the restaurant bring them the food over and ate on their dock. That is service. I mean, It's service. You call a restaurant up. It's like, yes, I'm here on the back of your dock, and I just want to have some service. You go in there, and you have a phenomenal five-star chef. You're driving the most luxurious cars. You know, people live this lifestyle. Some can't afford it, but the reason why people get so addicted to it is because it is so freaking awesome. It's relaxing. It's cool. You're getting people catering to you. People that have never experienced this, like, oh, I don't know if I like this. I don't know if I want all of this. Man, when you work that hard for your money to make over $500,000 a year, I don't want to have to move or nothing. I just want to lay there, like my such thing is, on the beach naked and a drink being served to my hand. Whenever it's empty. Matter of fact, don't wait till it's empty. Wait till if I'm at 25%, I need to have another one chilling. Not chilling on the side. Have the ice in one container and have the drink in the other. I practice being bougie. I practice that on a daily basis. I am ready. People say you change. No, you really don't change. You just heighten the things that you've always wanted. These are the things that are in the back of your mind that you want, that you think that are extraordinary, that you think are the best thing. On Coming to America, when they're watching the dude and watching the girl, want somebody to come up there and watch that everything. Yep, don't want to watch one lay there and just be like, oh, okay, you finished. Your Royal Highness, is clean. That is what the lifestyle that I think is awesome. Coming to America is a great, people throwing rose petals as you're walking down the street. You know, you said that was overwhelming, but come on, man. For real. Having lions and tigers and bears on your back. Never cold. If you think you cold, somebody's there to warm you up. If you think you hot, somebody's there to cool you down. When you like that, you're never uncomfortable in your whole life. No more. Isn't that the whole point of living, is to working hard for your money, is to not be uncomfortable? So when you go into doing these things for other people, to make them feel as comfortable as possible, because that experience that you will give them will be something they've never had before. They'll want it again and again and again and again and again. So make sure that those things are extraordinary. So what are we on? Number five, the last tip that I am going to give you guys about having a extraordinary business is make sure your system is flawless. When somebody walks in the door, you are being greeted. When they're getting their food, they are being recognized. Even when the check comes, they're so excited about paying that it makes it so easy. They just want, here, I don't even know what Carolyn is. Here. This thing was awesome. And tip yourself 100%. You know what I mean? That is the kind of feeling that you want people to have when they're leaving your business, when they're doing business for you. You want them to talk. I've been to an event this weekend in Atlanta, and I walk around and I look at these vending booths and I look at these people in these vending booths. Now, you paid $1,000, $500, $600, $100 to have a vending booth, right? First of all, your motive is to make that money back, right? But you're not going to interact with the people who are walking by. Why are you interacting with those people? Why aren't you greeting those people? Why aren't you handing them out stuff? Why aren't you talking to those people? Why aren't you treating those people? Now, a person might come over there and see what you got and be like, not what I want, not my cup of tea. But at least I know what you got. I know what your prices are. I know how you're dealing. I know how you're wheeling. You know what I mean? Some people that say, hey, you want to try it on, put it on. You know, if you don't, you won't. You know what I mean? So making that person feel comfortable about the service and about it. And sometimes certain things are not at that price point that you want them to be when you're doing these things. So you're hunting around looking for the price point. But then sometimes it's all about how people communicate and talk to you. I bought some stuff this weekend that I was like, I don't even know why I bought this. You know? But it was, the customer service was cool. Everybody was cool. They were talking, dealing. They were teaching me about their products, educating me about what was going on in their products, and that is important. You got a bar of soap. I don't know. I mean, is it ivory? in the new packaging? Is it some homemade stuff that you made? Is it, what does it do? Why should I buy your soap? There's five other vendors out here with soap. Why do I need to buy your soap? Please tell me. I mean, those are the things that you have to look at when you're building your business, because nobody knows your product. Yes, you created your product, you developed your product, but you have to talk about your product and sell your product. Just like my business planner. This planner is so freaking awesome. It helps a lot of people. I don't talk about it enough. I know my downfall. I do not talk about this planner enough. I need to talk about it more. I need to use it more. I need to have it out in the face. It needs to be right in my hand at all points of time so that I would sell it and it would go further. So that's what you have to do. My book, you got to talk about your book. You got to have people experience. Why do they want to even read the book? You know, us colored folks don't like to read too tough. So at the end of the day, like, why do you want this book out there so that you have to read it, why do I need to read this book? You know, my book is about removing negative people out your life, you know, and sometimes those negative people are people who you've had in your life for your whole life. If your mother is negative, sometimes your mother, you can't even talk to her. Sometimes it's your brother, your sister, your cousin, your auntie, your nephew. Sometimes your best friend from middle school. You know what I mean? But sometimes that person is not on your level. They're not ready to level up. So you have to be that person and be like, you know what? I love you and I care for you, but I have to keep you out of arm's reach. There's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? Because when you're trying to grow, you don't need that toxicity in your mind and your head telling you about these things that are growing. You people will be like, oh, you're doing too much for your customers. You're doing too much for this. You're doing too much for that. But those are the things that you have to do in your business. Sometimes you have to go above and beyond to give your customers something above and beyond. You know what I mean? And you have to give a little to get a little. You know, once you've given a whole lot of people something, you just have to give it a whole lot. It says my video on Facebook has ended. I don't understand that. That is so weird. Yes, that's why not yet. Many people. Is that? Oh, okay. So, with all that being said, is making sure that you are giving people an extraordinary service. You want to make sure you're reaching out to your customers. You want to make sure they had a good experience. You want to do a survey. You know, those surveys are good. Keep them short. Keep them simple, because too much surveys, or offer somebody something when they complete your survey so that they know. So tonight, we plan to have a special guest, Wine, Wicks and Wine. I'm not sure she did not come reach out to us, but she was going to be here, but I wanted to give her a shout out anyway and say, hey, maybe she has a big event or something that she forgot about it. It is okay. It's okay. But so if anybody on here would like to come on to the live and talk about their business, talk about their branding, talk about their, you know, how they make their business extraordinary, just hop on, you know, send me a message. If you have not picked up my book, go pick up my book, by Pookie. Why did I name it by Pookie? It's about Pookie has never done anything good. Have you known a really good Pookie? A Pookie that was like they ride or die, but they in your pockets every time. It's ride with you. Pookie riding with you. You not riding with Pookie. You know what I mean? So making sure that you are here and you are present, and you know that the people around you may not be sabotaging. And then at the end of the day, are you your own sabotager? I know I'm in everybody's in the process of growth. So sometimes you are your own sabotager. So this book teaches you that sometimes you have to deprogram yourself. You have to remove yourself from yourself to understand who you are and become a better person. Become more wiser. Understand what's going on with you. Understand what's going on with everything that's around you. Understand what you like and what you don't like. So those are the things that you have to do in your business, in your in your lifestyle to become very successful. I have been watching a lot of videos, a lot of motivational stuff lately, manifesting stuff, teaching how to clear your mind, clear your soul. So those are the things. Sometimes, you know, people say, live in the now, live in the moment. Every moment has a moment. So you just need to, like, breathe through it and do not allow anybody to make you feel any different or any better or any worse than you want to be. Do not allow anybody to control how you feel, how you look, how you want to feel today. And once you allow somebody to take over your power and your energy in that hole in your life like that, then they're changing it. And that comes all the way down to this topic. Like, if you have a customer that's coming in and they're being negative and they're hitting you up left and right, being negative on your social media, if you're online, being negative in your restaurant, da-da-da, you cannot allow them to make you negative too, make you become crazy. Nobody should allow you to change your energy. Once you give that person the power, who lost? You're the weak one. That the yogi said something so powerful to me when I was listening to it. He was like, if you are miserable in a room by yourself, you're in company. You're in bad company. If you are miserable in a room by yourself, you are in bad company. Let that marinate in your sauce a little bit. So how can you be miserable if it's only you in the room? That means if you're miserable and you're by yourself, who's making you miserable other than you? The person who put you in the room? No. They didn't make you miserable. You made yourself miserable. They just put you in the room. I'm just saying. It sounds crazy, but it's so factual. So if you are not happy and you're by yourself and you're hanging out and you're at the bar and you're unhappy, or you're chilling by yourself, or you're in the car and you're miserable, it's just you. You don't, you're by yourself. Nobody else is controlling that energy. Nobody's making you mad while you're by yourself. Now, a situation, you could have had a situation. That didn't mean that could have, but that might have addressed or changed your way you feel. But how did that make you mad when you're by yourself? So you could just stop thinking about it, right? If somebody cut you off at interstate and you yelling down the street and you stay mad all the way till you get home, it's not a problem. I'm just saying, it might be a problem. It's a problem for me. Because then I'm like, yo, that person took all my power, took all my energy away from me to make me upset. So do not allow to change your energy to make you upset, to make you feel any type of way. So that is what the book is about. That's what I'm about to write me a new book. I think I have a book. Miserable within yourself. Miserable in the room by yourself. I'm gonna come up with a title. Because if you by yourself and you upset, that should be the best time that you have within your life. Okay. All right, guys. So I am going to cut this short for tonight. This will be my short little video, short little YouTube, little 30-minute session. We're starting to do more YouTubes coming up in September. You can also start to watch me on Next Level TV on your YouTube. Well, it's on Hulu, Netflix TV, your Prime TV, your Smart TVs. Go download Next Level TV channel. It's a free blog channel. It's Black Blog, Black Entertainment, Black TV. So go on there, watch it, and you'll be able to watch it on there. Remember that I am on YouTube, Spotify, Netflix now, and Blog Talk, and some other channels that we're going to come up with in a minute. Just the way I feel. So I want everybody to have a great night, to say, hey, if there's anybody out there, again, we're looking for more people to be on the podcast. If there's any topics that you want to hear about tonight or to hear about that, you know, be free, be willing to come on and talk about those topics. If you wanted to talk to me tonight, I'm still going to stay on here for a few more minutes to see if anything pops off. If anybody wants to hop on my live with me, I'm here. And just let me know what y'all need help with in your business or in your life or in your business life. You know, do you need a business bestie? I'm a great business bestie. I'm your bestie. So, but I am out here to help you guys grow and become better as human beings and as business owners so that we can all be on the beach naked. So, this is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, and we're going to sign off and talk to you guys later. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.